Chapter 5. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing. You are the light of the world. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that, seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. From Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Through the grace we receive in baptism, we are called to be, quote, the salt of the earth, the lamp which shines for everyone in the house. Through all our daily occupations, our professional and our apostolic activities, our civic and social commitments. We can transmit only what we live. The meeting with the Lord, which transforms our life, gives us the desire to share with others the joy of living as sons of God and knowing He loves us. We are called to make the Spirit of the Gospel penetrate the world's organization like leaven, making it ever more human and more respectful of the dignity of mankind created in the image of God and called to continue the work of the Creator. Every life lived in a Christian way gives glory to God and becomes salt and light. A truly Christian witness depends on our vital union with Christ. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. From John chapter 15, verse 5. That affirmation should give us complete confidence in Christ and lead us to radiate and communicate the good news. Insofar as we are willing to realize that our strength and our possibilities are limited, to that degree are we led to turn to Christ. To remain in Him, prayer, in its various forms, is indispensable. Make me understand, Lord, that to be able to witness to Your love, I must seek union with the risen Christ. Like the apostles, I want to learn to pray.